Hello and welcome to Gefed in the Daf. I'm Yael Shimoni, bringing to you for the ending of this perek, a discussion about the Edim in Ribit. We know that Ribit is something that the ones who are over Ribit are the Malveh and the Loveh. But as you see in the Mishnah, the last Mishnah, it's not only the Malveh, the Loveh, the Edim, the Arev. Also, according to Chachamim, the Sofer, they're all Chayav in some of Avirot through Ribit. And this raises a question and actually creates a collision between our sugya, the sugya that you've already previously learned in a daf, and daf ayin bet. And Tosfot will help us look at the two sugyot, and Bezrat Hashem will give us interesting answers to the stira we will find there, or the kushya. So let's begin. We'll start at the last Mishnah of the parak, and the Mishnah says at the end, Ve'elu ovrim belo ta'aseh, hamalveh, the halove, the ha'arev, the ha'edim. The malve, the love, the arev. Arev is the one who was, arevud, how do you say that in English? I'm not sure, excuse me. And the edim, chachamim afa sofer, ovrim mishum lo titen, mishum al tikach miito, mishum lo tiyelo kenoshe, mishum lo tasimun alav neshech, mishum lifnei iver lo titen michshol, ve'yareta me'elohecha ani Adonai. We have here six lavim, all connected to Ribit. And according to the Mishnah, all these people are over on six lavim. But if we read the Gemara, we see that that's not true. Not everybody is as bad. Not everybody has done such a great sin. Says Abaye, Malveh over bekulam, Loveh over mishum lo tashich leachicha velachicha lo tashich velifnei iver lo titen michshol. Arev ve'edim en ovrim ela mishum lo tasimun alav neshech. So we see that the Malveh, he's really the bad guy. He's the one who's been over for the whole six lavim. The Loveh, only three. And the rest of the people involved, only one. Lo tasimun alav neshech. And the Rambam writes this down and explains something interesting that calls for a question that Tosfot asks on this daf. The Rambam says, like Abaye said, that the Loveh is only Chayav 3, the Malveh is Chayav 6, the Arev and the Edim are only Chayav 1, but also if somebody connected the Malveh and the Loveh, the Salsul, he is also Chayav Mipnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol. And a big question arises from here, a question that Tosfot asks, why are the Edim only Chayav 1? Why aren't they also chayev in lifnei iver lo titen michshol? Lifnei iver lo titen michshol means that you are helping somebody do a sin, and in that way you're putting a rock in his way, and he's blind, and you're making him fall. So the Edim are also part of that because they're witnesses for your actions. Why are they only chayev one? And the Tosfot says, Zimin de avrei nami al lifnei iver lo titen michshol. Tosfos says sometimes the Edim are Chayav 2 and sometimes the Edim are Chayav 1. When are the Edim Chayav 2? When are they also considered Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol? Explains the Tosfot a basic idea in Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol, Bezrat Hashem, we'll learn it in Masechet Avodah Zarah, that you're only Chayav in Lifnei Iver Lo Titen Michshol if you caused the Avera. But if the Avera would have been taking place even without you, then you're not chayav in lifnei iver lo titen michshol. And says the Tosfot, sometimes people will lend money even without aiding. And it's true that if they're aiding present, it's a stronger loan. And you can also write a note down. But it doesn't mean that the loan itself is based on the presence of the aiding. So if that's the case, the aiding are not chayav in lifnei iver lo titen michshol. But if you have somebody who will not give his money if there are no Edim there because he wants to write a note down, then the Edim are chayav and lifnei iver lo titen michshol. So summing up what we saw up till now, we see that the Edim are really sinners. They're avaryanim. Sometimes one avera of lo tasimun alav neshech, sometimes two avera lo tasimun alav neshech and lifnei iver lo titen michshol. So they're mamash. This is very important because we'll go back to Daf Ayin Bet. We'll see a sugya that's surprising because now that we learned that the Edim are avaryanim, how can we explain the sugya and Daf Ayin Bet? The sugya and Daf Ayin Bet says, "Shtar shekatuv bo ribit," a note of a loan. that is alone with rebeat. You see written down inside a note that it's a note with rebeat. And then you have two Adim signed on that note. There's a machloket between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. Rabbi Meir says, "Konsim oto v'no goveh et hakeren v'lo et haribit." Rabbi Meir says, "This note, it's as if there is no note. You can't do anything with this note because it's a note and rebit." Why is that? Because it's a knas. Chachamim omrim goveh et hakeren v'no goveh et haribit. Chachamim say, "No, this shtar is good for the keren. You can still." If the loan was for 100 shekels or 1,000 shekels or 1,000,000 shekels, and then the rebate was, let's say, 2, 3, 5%, you can always get back the 1,000,000 shekels you gave, but you won't be able to take the 5 extra percent that you wanted to receive. And you can use this note for the basic loan as if it was a kosher loan. That's what Chachamim say. Ask the Gemara b'mai kamipalge. Rabbi Meir Savar Kansina Netera Mishum Misura, Rabbanan Savrelo Kansina Netera Mishum Misura. The Gemara says the actual loan is a heter. That's fine. There's a kosher part in this deal. The only problem is that there is also a non-kosher part. So the question is the non-kosher gonna hurt the kosher part? If it will, it's a knas. It's not me, Karadin, it's a knas. And Halacha has been paskin according to Chachamim. And here the Tosfa brings Rivam, who explains the logic here. Rivam says the reason that this note is kasher, the eno govem mishab de al pi oto shtar, the edim enam pesulim, the edam ede hamas, the en marvichin klum badaval. Says the Rivam, the edim on the shtar are also part of the avera. We know that. How do we know that? Because we just learned dafa and hey. Says Rivam, even though they're part of the Avera, they're not Avaryanim that are pasul le'edut. Why? Because they're not Eidei Hamas. What's Eid Hamas? Eid Hamas means that you have an aid that also is problematic with money. He steals, he takes money from other people. If these Eidim were loaners themselves, then they could not be aiding on the star. But since they're not problematic with money, they're not dealing with money here. They're just bystanders. They're not getting anything. They're not gaining anything from this transaction. Therefore, they're not Eidei Hamas. They're not stealing. So they're kosher. That's what Rivam said. The Tosfot asks a big question on Rivam. And if you'll go back, you'll see it's a very, very long Tosfot, and I'm picking out main parts because we have only 20 minutes and we can't deal with all the Tosfot, but we can get a good picture of many of the things that he says. Tosfot asks, Vetema, how could that be? De'emayin ha'edim psulim. How can Rivam say that these Edim are not psulim? How could the Gemara say that the Edim are not psulim? They're ovrim alot simun alav neshech. We're going to learn now in daf in hey that they're doing an avirah deoraita. And if you did an avirah deoraita, in Sanhedrin Sama edaf chafzayin amud aleph, we learned that if you did any avirah deoraita, that you're passing over a lav of deoraita, you're pasul. That's what Tosfot says. Yesh lahem lifsol mide dehave avaryan ochel nevelot leachis. The Kaimalan ke Abaye de Pasul. Tosfot is quoting here a famous sugya, a sugya in Sanhedrin da Chafzayin that we will learn Bezrat Hashem together. And there we have a big machloket between Rava and Abaye. The machloket goes as follows: Mumah ochen nevelot leteavon divrei hakol pasul. Lehachis Abaye amar pasul, Rava amar kasher. If you have somebody who eats kosher meat because he likes it, and if he would have kosher meat that would be as tasty or not as expensive, he would eat kosher. The reason that he's eating non-kosher, it's because he's hungry for it. It's something that he wants. That is a reason to be puzzle him for Eidut. Why? Because we don't trust this person to do right. Anything that he wants, he'll go for it, even if it's wrong. So that's why he's puzzle the Eidus. Everybody agrees on that. But what happens if he's eating non-kosher meat to be lehachis, lehachis mamish? So there, Abaye says, He's puzzled. Still, even though he's ideologically doing a sin, it's not because he's weak-hearted. Actually, he's strong-hearted. He has ideology. He's a strong person. He still puzzles at the bay. Rava says he's kasher. What's the machloket? Abaye says pasul dehavelei ed rasha, v'Rachman amar al tashet rasha ed. Abaye says there's a gzeira tekasu. God said your edim cannot be rasha'im, and rasha means also rasha towards God. Gzeira katuv al tashet rasha ed. Rava says kasher. Rasha de Hamas ba'inan. When God says Al Tashet Rasha'ed, he meant a specific kind of Rasha, only Rasha de Hamas. This is a famous machloket, and Halacha is pasuking according to Abaye that there are two kinds of psulim. One is if we can't trust you with money, that's a psul that everybody agrees on. But there's another psul that in order to be an aid, you have to be an aid kasher, you have to be a religious, good religious person. How do you know if you're a good religious person? If you're not doing averot of lav deraisa, if you reach the level of lav deraisa, then you're a rasha, and even if you're trustworthy, you cannot be an eid. So now we'll go back to the question of the Tosfot. Tosfot says, okay, Rivam said that these eidim are not gaining anything; they're not rasha de Hamas. That's true, but there's another psul. There's a psul of rasha, and there are chayav in that psul because we know that there are chayav at least. One always because they're always going over Lo Tasimun Alav Neshech, and sometimes they're only also chayav for two, as we learned with Tosfot and Daf Ayin Hey. Sometimes they're also chayav mifnei velotit and nishon. So, how come here the note is kasher to be gove, the Karen? A big question that the Tosfot asks. Tosfot offers two answers that he thinks are not good, and then he moves to two answers that he thinks are good. So, with your permission, I'll put aside the two answers that Tosfot say are not right. I'll just read them quickly. Why aren't they not right? Because we're not working with other sugyot. In order to understand this, we would have to have another half an hour. So let's just skim through this. Tosfot says, "Don't tell me that this note is not written specifically that it's ribbit. Maybe you can think that if it's not written specifically, the edim are kasher because they didn't know." That this star is problematic. This is not a good terutz. And also another terutz is that maybe dafka because it's written clearly. Maybe the edim saying I'm signing this, but I know this won't work in Beis Din. So I'm kasher because I never thought that this would actually take the ribbit. That's also not a good answer. What are the two good answers that Tosfos go by? He has two answers with a big nafkamina in between them. A nafkamina, a practical nafkamina, and another, a thoughtful nafkamina. Okay, v'yesh lomar, says the Tosfot. The irei hacha beribis derabanan, the lo mifsalu v'yisur derabanan, kevin shen marvichim klum, afal bi she'be'avera deoraita yon nifsalim. Tosfot's first answer is to say, you see, there's a stira here between daf ayin hey and daf ayin bes. And daf ayin hey, you say that they're over doing an avera of lav deraisa, but here in Daf Ayin Beit, the note is kasher. How could that be? We have to do an okinta. We have to say that in Daf Ayin Beit, we're talking about a specific kind of note. It's a note that's dealing with ribbit derabanan, and therefore the Eidim are doing an avera, but it's only an avera derabanan. Why is that a solution? How does that solve the problem? Because if you're doing an Avirad Rabbanan, you're not considered Rasha according to Abaye. When Abaye said there's a Gzeirah Katuv, Al Tashet Rasha Ed, he meant Rasha according to the Torah. According to the Torah, to be a Rasha, you have to be over on Mitzvah Deoraisa. And here you're only over on Mitzvah Derabanan. So you're not a Rasha according to Abaye. And as Rivam said, you're also not Rasha de Hamas because you're not gaining anything from this. So that's why if we're talking only about Ribbit Derabanan, then we can understand that this star is okay. But according to the Tosfot, if we'll find a note that what's written there is ribbit deoraita, it will be pasul, and the whole sugya in Daf Ayin Bet is not relevant towards that. So that's a problem with this terutz because it doesn't sound in the Gemara that they're talking only about this, only about ribbit deoraita. It sounds as if they're talking about all the ribbiot in the world, including deoraita. So therefore, the Tosfot moves and offers another Teirutz. Inami, says the Tosfot, אפילו בריביס דאורייסה יש להכשיר. דשמא לא תסימון לאינצ'י במילווה, משמע להוא, ולא באידים, ולכך קשרים, כדי אמרינן נמי לאל, לא תחמוד לאינצ'י ולא דמי, משמע להוא. Tosfot says, I think that the reason, even if it's ribbit d'oraita, the eidim are kasher, it's because the eidim didn't learn well daf ein hei. The eidim are usually inche, regular people, and people think that only the malve and the love are chayav in ribbit. Actually, people think only the malve is chayav in ribbit. People don't really understand that everybody involved is also doing Isurei D'oraisa. How does he say that? He says, "Lo tasimun le'inche b'milve mashmalehu, b'malve mashmalehu, v'lo be'in." The people, the simple people, the inche, most of the people think that lo tasimun alav neshech only talks about the one who's giving the loan. So therefore, you have here people that are doing a love, but they're not aware of that. Why is that a reason to say that these people are not Rishayim? So Tosfot doesn't really understand, explains this. He understands, he doesn't explain this, but he's quoting a Gemara in Daf Hei that we learned a while ago. The Gemara in Daf Hei is also talking about Psalei Yadut, and Rav Achav Midifti asks Ravina, how come he's saying that if somebody took a cow and then paid for it, he's still kasher le'ezus. He is actually being over on lotachmod. According to the Torah, lotachmod is not only when you take something and not pay, that's a gazlan. Even if you do pay for that, you're chayav for lotachmod, says Ravina, but the reason you're kasher le'dud is because most people don't know that law. Most people think that if they take something and pay for it, they're not gazlanim and they're not chayav in anything. So Tosfot is based on that sugya, and the sugya and Tosfot both say that in order to be pasul eidud, it's not enough to be over avera zeraisa. You have to be aware that you're a rasha. Why is that? So let's try to explain this. I'm going back to what Abaye said in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin say, mumar ochel nevelot lehachis. If you want to do something lehachis, if you want to anger God, you have to be aware that you're doing an avera. If you are doing an avera d'oraisa because you're not aware of it, and that is definitely something that can happen. Not knowing the law doesn't mean that you're not chayav. Even if you don't know that if you're an aid for a rebate that you're being over on lotes simon alav neshech, you're still over. But it is not lehachis. In order to do something against God, to anger God, you have to be aware that what you're doing here is an avera. And since you're not aware, you're still an eid kashir. So Tosfot gave here two different answers. The first answer was, no kinta, it's only talking about ribit derabanan. And the second answer says, no, it's also talking about ribit sereta, because in order to be pasul eidu, you have to be aware that you are going against the will of God. If you're going for money, that's your awareness. You want the money. But if we're going according to Abaye's Psul Eidu, that it's Psul Hachis, you have to be aware. And that is the Chiddush of the Tosfot here based on the Gemara and Daf Hei in Baba Metzia. And the big Nafkamina here is whether or not we're talking about all Shtarot, or are we talking only about Shtarot D'Rabbanan, which Shtar is Kasher Le'edut. And another Nafkamina is that when you are doing something wrong, not knowing it, you are not as bad as somebody who's doing it knowingly. But still, you're over midoraita. And even if you're not aware of it, you're still doing something very problematic. But that will not make you a pasul le'edut. And that's a very interesting and delicate point that the Tosfot is making here. Which answer is the right answer? How is the right way to read the sugya? So the Rosh quotes the Tosfot, and he says, I can prove to you that the Gaonim agreed with the second Terutz of Tosfot, that even if you're an aid on a Shtar D'Oraita, you're still not an aid Pasul. How does he prove that? He says that the Gaonim have a list of all the Psulei Edut, and when the Gaonim list the Psulei Edut, they only list the Malve and the Love, and they don't list the Arim and the Arabs. So that's another reason to go according to the second Tirutz of Tosfot and not the first. So let's sum up what we did today. We saw there's a clashing between two different sugyot. The sugya and Daf Ayin Hay says that there are a lot of people involved here. Anybody who's involved in Ribit is Chayav. Chayav benot simon av neshech, Chayav maybe lifnei velo titen mechshol. And we saw that the Edim are Chayav always anot simon av neshech, and sometimes also with lifnei velo titen mechshol. The Malve is Chayav for six laving, and the Love is Chayav for three laving. So after we saw that, there's a clash with the sugya and daf ayin bet, because the sugya and daf ayin bet says that if you have a note, a shtar, that two edim are chatum on it, the shtar is still kasher to get the original loan, not the part that's for ribit, not the extra, but the loan itself. And Tosfot asks, how could that be? Rambam explains, it's because the edim are not actually gaining anything from being signing on this loan. But Tosfot asks, how can Rambam explain this? We are paskin according to Abaye that if you're going over any law, any love of the Torah, you're Rasha, and Rasha is also pasul, even if he's not at Hamas, even if he's not gaining anything from the Seveira. So how come the notes are kosher? How could that be? Explains the Tosfot and gives two different answers. One is that we're only talking about Ribit de Rabbanan, and therefore it's not high enough to become a Rasha because it's only Isur de Rabbanan, it's not Isur de Raisa. But the second answer says that even if it's Isur de Raita, since you are not aware that you're going over an Isur, then you're not Lehachis. And this is how we learn that this last Mishnah of the Perek is very important for us to learn, because maybe people are telling themselves that they're okay, but in truth, they're not. And the Edim are also over on Lot Simun of Neshech. Because when you're a part of something, even if it's not lifnei velo titen michshol, if it comes to ribit, you're also chayav. And if even if you're not aware, and even if you don't understand, you're chayav. And this might also be true to other situations in our lives. And we have to realize that even if we're not aware of things, it is true that we're not as bad as we would have been if we would be aware and still be over. But we should learn and know when we are accomplishing a sin. So I hope you enjoyed the Tosfot today. I think he made a very interesting point, seeing the connection between these two sugyot, and it's a nice piece of Tosfot to learn at the end of the Perek. And Yishar Koach to all of you who finished this heavy, interesting Perek, and for learning Vava Metzia. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we will meet again next week to learn some more together. Take care and B'sorot Tovot.